Welcome to Alex Yegorov's Keto and Intermittent Fasting Lifestyle Podcast, where Alex shares his experience of many years practicing healthy lifestyle with lots of content about nutrition, weight loss, intermittent fasting, keto, and how to do all of that the right way so you can get results and actually keep them lifelong in a healthy and consistent basis. Let's begin. Now, we all heard about different intermittent fasting benefits. Obviously, the most popular, it's weight loss benefits, it's muscle preserving or muscle building benefits, it's totally benefits of the mental clarity. But obviously, you'll get those benefits when you feel good on intermittent fasting, right? When you don't force yourself too much to get to into starvation mode. So, when you do things the right way, you'll get a lot of intermittent fasting benefits. You will get autophagy, longevity, and things like that. But what are the biggest benefits of doing intermittent fasting? What's going on, guys? Alex Yegorov here from biohackbody.com. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about the best, in my opinion, intermittent fasting benefit. For you to understand the best benefits of doing intermittent fasting, at least in my opinion, I gotta share a little bit of my story. So when I first started with intermittent fasting, when I first started with my weight loss journey and a little bit of muscle building story journey, when I was doing my body transformation, so to speak, I was following, and it was back 9 years ago, and the information back then was a little bit different than right now, and obviously there's many people telling different things, right? So what I was doing is I was following the fitness gurus, that's fitness gurus' advices, and back then, at least, I don't know what they're telling right now, but back then it was really important to eat 10 to 15 times a day, right? The bodybuilding style. Eating 10 to 15 times a day, doesn't matter is it you bulking or is you cutting, you losing weight or you gaining muscles, you gotta eat very, very often, every 2 hours or so. And believe it or not, I've done that for quite a couple of years, and I've gained actually fat instead of muscles, but it's in a story for another day. So the point is, I've been eating for 8, 9, 10, up to 12 times a day, in some cases even 15 times a day. And when I was bulking, I felt not very good. I felt like I want to always like throw up and things like that because I've been overeating, obviously. But when I start losing weight, as I said, this journey was kind of the opposite. I've been eating 10 to 15 times a day, but I was always feeling hungry, and I was always making those, I was cooking food, I was cleaning, doing the dishes and all of that. The whole life was about the food. So the point is, intermittent fasting, the best benefits in my own opinion is this freedom from abstaining for a specific period of time, for this window where you don't need to eat and you feel incredible. Yes, you're totally losing weight as a bonus of that. You're totally getting mental clarity, if you get used to that, of course, as I told you. And you're definitely getting autophagy, longevity, recycling, all of that good stuff. Even your brain start working more properly and things like that. So there is a lot of benefits. But I will repeat one more time. By far, the biggest benefit for me from my almost 9 years of journey where I was doing my weight loss journey and things like that, it's been abstaining from the food. It's finding intermittent fasting and implemented it in my life, which led me to incredible results. And definitely this freedom, as I told you, is when you don't need to cook, you don't need to think about food, you don't need to do consistent dishes, you don't need to snack all in between of that. It's really feels fantastic. You just can go about your day, you can achieve so much more success, you can make so many things happen. It free ups a lot of time for you, and even in your head, because when you eat all the time, multiple times a day, and you're snacking without even knowing that on autopilot, you always kind of in a mode of thinking about food or of going about the food, and you cannot be kind of relaxed and focused on really things, the most important things in life, which is the real life. It's not all about the only going about thinking about food and then eating and then going to the toilet and then cleaning everything and things like that. So
Yeah, that's my honest opinion about the intermittent fasting benefits, and the biggest benefits, that's freedom, as I said. The next benefit also from the freedom benefit that I got is to cravings. My cravings for food cravings, sugar cravings, and things like that, cravings for the snacking consistently also start to diminish since I started practicing intermittent fasting about 5 years ago. So that's a biggie one, and I just decided to mention that one as additional bonus to all of those bonuses and whatnot. Now, for those of you guys who need more personal touch on your intermittent fasting, on your healthy weight loss journey and whatnot, I want to say that I have a one-on-one online coaching program. It's a body mastery program where I'm guiding my clients to achieve success that they're looking forward to. Now, I'm making meal plans for my clients, exercise routines if necessary, and things like that. And to learn more about this program, just go to biohackbody.com. Now, I also will put the link in the description.
Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love you to leave an honest review on iTunes. It does help a little bit to spread my word out so this podcast can reach more people, so we can help as many people as we possibly can change their health and their lives for better. And don't forget to subscribe to Alex Yegorov's Keto and Intermittent Fasting Lifestyle Podcast for future episodes. I see you there.